This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to kick off this hour with George Jarrell. George is a regular guest on our show. Very, very interesting man. He's involved with RBC Wealth Management. He's a managing director in the Senior Consulting Group. Works out of their office on the Avenue of the Americas in New York City. George, you had some very interesting observation about what's going on in the precious metal sector right now, specifically gold, when you and I and Corey were talking off mic. You want to repeat that for our listeners?
Well, I'll start out with the World Council's gold investment hitting a record first half level in 2016, and the reason I think that is very significant, by the way, by that I mean investments in gold surged 448 tons in the second quarter, more than double the figure for the same period of 2015, and the reason I cite this is because this is the same time period when we've had record highs in the stock markets and very good bond markets, in spite of all the naysayers who talked about very quickly how the Fed will be raising rates. But then, of course, the Fed started out with four planned rate increases, then they went to two, and now it looks like possibly one at the end of the year. Whether this will be in September, or it could be a live meeting based on what happens tomorrow's jobs figures, and some other figures, or in December, but then of course, does that mean will Fed be, the Grinch that stole Christmas? With the 10-year hovering below 1.6% taxable, we are thinking that perhaps there really isn't a quick Fed rate increase in the wind. Nonetheless, gold did sell off today after being up in the morning to being down about $7 tonight ahead of tomorrow's jobs figures as traders pulled back and worry some more.
George, let's talk a little bit about what this World Gold Council report had to say about the investments in gold, those being focused on some of the ETFs. We know this to be true for the first part of this year. What does it tell you about the investors that are entering the sector when we see ETFs driving the price of gold?
I think probably they're longer-term investors. I think a lot of investors have learned over the years that when gold rallies sharply based on a political, geopolitical, or unforeseen headline event, that rally doesn't really last. And so it seems that there are less people hedging against the ETFs. Now, that's an interesting point, that the ETFs, the popular ETFs, the World Gold Council's GLD, the COMEX 100-ounce IAU, they're taxed as collectibles by the IRS in regular accounts in the U.S., and so those people, institutional people, tend to hedge by using options and futures on the COMEX. Now you also have something else new. The LME decided that they will compete and have a gold futures and options product sometime in the middle of next year, which is unusual because London was generally just a fixed market, but now will be a futures market. But it stands to reason the LME is now owned by the Hong Kong Exchange, where they do trade gold, and they do want another market that's more robust for the Far East. And so the Shanghai market is also changed their trading hours to coincide more with COMEX and Globex so that they could offset and have more liquidity. Now, what does all this mean? It means that the longer-term investors who lived in countries like Greece or Venezuela and now recently in Britain after Brexit, who saw their currencies weaken a lot, have decided to keep investing in gold.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting, in spite of everything that's going on right now, gold on the positive side has very definitely, performed very well this year. Gold year to date is up, as you brought out when we were chatting off mic. The gold is up roughly 28% right now. I mean, I have to say, from a pragmatic standpoint, what better long-term investment, even though the opportunity cost of that investment is in the form of no interest paid on it, what better long-term investment is there, George? I can't think of any from a safety standpoint.
Well, you have to remember that the people who are presently long-term investors in gold are trying to maintain their purchasing power more than anything else. And that purchasing power maintenance has been very, very apparent, of course, starting with Greece, but now with Brexit, where we see the economic after effects of that vote, that the pound has taken a pounding. And of course, that has made a lot of people aware of the possibility of having to asset allocate. And of course, a lot of people were buying U.S. securities. That's why we're at a record new high today, intraday. And we've had a very robust bond market in the U.S. Because safety and income and liquidity is still in the U.S., but in order to maintain purchasing power, people are turning longer term to gold.
George, what does it tell you in the whole scheme of things here? As you mentioned, the U.S. stocks are going up, the bond market is looking strong, and the precious metals are moving. I understand that it is some people playing the defensive side, but there is also the argument that it is a lot of, let's say, bigger funds and larger money managers that were underweight gold that are just catching up, simply.
That the gold is still under-owned in terms of what I see in the futures gold open interest figures from COMEX and Globex. Actually, CME owns the COMEX. And we have seen just in the last couple of months open interest go from 622,000, which was just 2 months ago, the end of June, to 580,768 as of today. And we've lost about 200,000 contracts in open interest in the million-dollar open interest options for futures. But I believe that shows me that gold is still under-owned by a lot of asset managers because they are looking at stock averages, they are looking at bond performance, and they're saying, well, we really don't need gold yet.
What's it going to take for them to change their minds real quick, as we're down to about 30 seconds here? Just if you were to give a couple sentences on that one, what would change their minds?
I think the behavior of more currencies, and of course the fate of the U.S. dollar. Right now the dollar is up not because interest rates have been raised, but the dollar is up because other currencies are selling off, namely the British pound.
George, I completely agree with you, and it has been something that we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks, and that is how important the currency markets are to the precious metals, especially in a time when people are away from their trading desks, and especially at a time when there's a lot of uncertainty about what the central banks will do in the upcoming, 6 months, or actually just 4 months to end the year. It does come down to currencies, and that is what will continue to drive the precious metals, and that's why we keep a close eye not only on the U.S. dollar, but also on the euro and the Chinese currencies, as well as the Japanese yen. George, thank you for your time. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. So we're going to be talking more technical analysis on a couple different markets out there. We have Trader Vic with us. Trader Vic's been on the show in the past, but not recently. So I wanted to bring him on, get his updated take on where he thinks the markets are going. Now, Vic, this week has been pretty slow, pretty boring, I would say. It seems like the summer doldrums are here. Let's first get your outlook on the precious metals? Would you consider, let's say, gold to be resilient, to be strong, or to be in a worrisome state, potentially breaking down?
Gold is in a bull market, and the bull market started in December. On December, it depends which gold market you looked at, but December 3rd, December 4th, it made its low of last year. The dollar made its high on the same day. And if you go back, just to make the point that there's a significance here, the dollar bottomed on May the 8th of 2011, and the commodities market topped on April 29th of 2011, 1 week difference. And gold topped a little later in the year in September, but basically they are negatively correlated. So if you believe that the economy is weak and the Fed's not going to raise rates and the dollar is going to come down, you've been in a 5-year bear market in commodities, a 4-year bear market, if you want to look at the highs in September is the, of 2011 as the top, a 4-year bear market in gold, it is time to think the other way, and the fundamental reason is principally the dollar is going south, and the world economy is slow, and the central banks are out of bullets, and I want to make this one point because it pertains to gold. 2 days ago, the front page of the Financial Times, so people can check it, the Bank of England set upon doing a stimulus program. One of the features of it was a QE, so nothing new there. But on the second day, they couldn't buy enough bonds. People wouldn't sell them the bonds. You got to read the article. Now, why is that significant? That, by the way, that caused the dollar on that day to crash, and it caused the currencies to rally versus the dollar. The reason is that the point of driving the pound down along with other currencies is the goal to get cheaper items they can sell overseas, i.e. their exports. If you can't do it, the shorts cover in everybody assuming this is going to happen. If they can't make it happen, the currencies rallied and the dollar reversed. The point is this is the first sign in 8 years, 7.5 years, that the central banks don't have the power they thought they had. It's the first sign of a crack. They can't buy the bonds they want to buy. If they don't buy them, the money doesn't go into the system in exchange for paper, and therefore you don't get the stimulus. So global macro, this is it's a very key thing to watch because it is a sign of the Fed losing the power to control financial markets.
I got a question for you about the conventional equities markets in the U.S. Now, on Thursday, all of the U.S. major stock indices posted record closes, okay, and oil rallied at the same time. But let's not worry about oil. Let's talk about the major U.S. stock indices, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P. Now, do you feel that as we're getting closer and closer to the upcoming election in early November, that the election, the way it's going right now, is influencing the markets at all?
Without a doubt. And if you look at all the branches that are under control of Obama, he naturally wants Hillary Clinton to win because it's going to carry what he has attempted to do forward. And if Donald Trump won, how many executive orders are going to be reversed is huge. Plus, they can potentially overturn Obamacare, and they want to change the banking regulations on Dodd-Frank. Now, the two big things he did was Dodd-Frank and Obamacare, and that could go out the window. And then when you count the executive orders, I mean, the guy's going to leave nothing behind. So he obviously wants Hillary to win. The Fed is all appointed by him at this stage. So they're all Democrats, if you want to use the word Democrat instead of progressive, which is more and more like what they are. So they are opting for Hillary. That's why looking back at the two crashes that changed government 100%, 1929 with Herbert Hoover, the stupidest president in our history, and then you've had Bush allowing Lehman to fold, therefore creating a crash, and therefore changing the hands of power virtually. It was 100%. Senate, House, and the presidency. So they're not going to let that happen. I mean, Pat Goodell, if you know who he is, a pollster for Jimmy Carter, used to be, he's on TV. He calls the Republicans the stupid party. And that is a very apropos commentary on the GOP. So that they're never going to let the markets crash. So if you want to know why the markets, in my view, are so strong, they are creating the buying of the markets. If you look, mutual funds were net sellers for the last 3 months. I'm going from January to March in equities, and the market rose. Now, you know, Japan is buying stocks. They do each other favors. It doesn't have to be the Fed buying, and they buy futures. They don't buy stocks. So, in my view, it's being held up, and it's going to be held up like this until the election because they don't want another changeover like what happened to Bush.
So, Trader Vic, let's quickly touch on what you think investors should be doing, given the fact that the central banks seem pretty determined to not let the markets drop, and given this year we're seeing conventional stock markets at all-time highs, the bond markets are doing very well, and the precious metals are doing well. Where do you think the best place to have your money is?
Well, without question, in terms of the long run, the precious metals are going to win. Because, again, they've been down. See, you've got stocks and bonds at the high, gold's coming from the low. That's a slam dunk that's going to change when you're in the kind of global macro period we have. You know, there's about a third of the world's debt is in negative interest rates. So with all the paper out there, the precious metals are going to be the winner. But if you ask me what to do till the election, I'd say you've got to be very diversified. I'd have 15% in precious metals. I don't tell people to buy much more than that because they're volatile. And I'd have about 30 to 35% in stocks. I'd mainly gear for the, you know, for the Googles and the Facebooks and the tech sector. And I basically stay away from the sectors that are effectively, when you see a revenue call or an earnings call, they're up 1 cent. You know, that's all manipulated. So, and then I'd have short-term governments and corporates, and I'd have about, you know, a 30% each of those, and then I have some cash. I mean, that's kind of my model till the end of the year.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. We got a very interesting question over the past week from one of our listeners, and his question is as follows. We're going to pose this to Axel Merck, who is our featured guest right now during this segment. Axel, what Mr. Garreau said is, he said, my question then is, what happens if the U.S. threatens to default? I can't see any viable way for the U.S. to continue anything like its current lifestyle without imports. And I can't see how imports can continue after the U.S. allows any drop in confidence about its borrowing capability by issuing more debt. So it seems to me China is in the catbird seat despite its weak economy with excess production capacity. I can't see either of the two presidential candidates helping the situation. Mr. Merck, what do you think?
Wow, many, many topics here. Great to be with you. Well, let me start at the end. I would agree that neither presidential candidate is going to be particularly helpful in the issues that you're raising. The short of it is, to make it simple, if you have a current account deficit like the U.S. has, meaning that you need foreigners to fund your deficit, anything you do that hurts trade isn't in the necessarily in your interest. It might increase your borrowing cost and it might weaken your currency. And last time I checked, Madam Clinton wasn't exactly in favor of free trade, at least not in the current days, and Mr. Trump is neither. And so both of them might not bode particularly well for the dollar and so forth. Now, on a broader item, obviously it's not in the interest of anybody to threaten a default. And obviously when it comes to fiat money, everything is a confidence game. And so anybody should come to their senses and say that, yeah, they'll always spend. Now, at the same time, they'll always pay. At the same time, of course, when you talk about governments, they're always defaulting. Inflation is a form of default. And so it's just an outright default if you refuse to pay. And why would you do that when you own the printing press? Now, that said, one of the trends we have been seeing in the markets is that it has become far less attractive for foreigners to use the U.S. dollar as their quote-unquote funding currency, to use the dollar as a currency to conduct trade in, and that's mostly because of some rule changes in the U.S. that just make it more difficult for foreigners to raise money, and that's kind of the flip side of the thing what governments do. When foreigners raise money in the U.S., they can do trade and so forth, and then at some point that money goes back overseas, and then the foreign governments, to neutralize the currency impact, they accumulate reserves. Now, if all of that unwinds, then the U.S. has to be on its own, meaning it has to live in within its means. And that also causes some havocs and causes high interest costs. So the short of it is, yep, the election is bringing all kinds of challenges, and I am an equal opportunity offender. I don't like the policies of either candidate.
So, Axel, if we take it to what Mr. Gros has to say here, and that is, if the U.S. defaults, well, I think then the whole financial world is going to be in quite a bit of turmoil, and that would, I think, be the final nail in the coffin of switching away from the U.S. dollar as a world reserve currency. But your comments about how countries are starting to use other currencies for trade and for pricing different products, I think that is the start of a move away from simply basing everything on the U.S. dollar. But right now, the U.S. dollar still is, I would say, one of the strongest and has the most confidence associated with it, simply because, yes, they have low interest rates, but it seems like all the other economies around the world and all the other central banks are printing money and aggressively purchasing bonds to keep interest rates low. So right now it's hard to lose complete faith in the U.S. dollar, wouldn't you say?
Well, no, I'm not going the way that we're going to lose complete confidence in the dollar anytime soon. I mean, obviously, if you were to default, that would be a different story. Now, I'd like to disagree with one item. You're saying, oh, people are lowering interest rates and so forth, and therefore people are going to borrow, use the dollar. Well, no, quite the opposite is actually happening. A lot more borrowing is taking place in euros because of the low interest rates. U.S. corporate issuers are issuing euro debt because interest rates are so low. And so we often talk about the exorbitant privilege the U.S. has and so forth, and where everybody does everything in the U.S. Well, there is a competitor growing, and clearly for many people are scratching their head, how the heck could the Eurozone be a competitor? And I'm sure they'll mess it up somehow, but people are borrowing more than euros. And if you think about the rally we had in the dollar until last year was in many ways a short squeeze. People had been borrowing in U.S. dollars, and then they got squeezed. They had to unwind those positions when risk was off, when the Fed threatened to raise rates and so forth. And so now those dynamics become more complex because people are starting to borrow more in euros. The yen a little bit as well, but obviously everybody has their own set of issues. And back to your earlier point, yes, I mean, if we were to default in the U.S. outright default, we are in big, big trouble everywhere. But usually, even when we've had a government shutdown and potentially delayed payment, the market comes in and says, oh, yeah, well, it's just a little bit of a delay and we can price it this way and that way. So all these things can take many twists and turns, and anybody in their right mind would not say that we're going to default. But instead, what's going to happen, of course, in my view, is that people are just going to debase the currency over time by printing more. And in my view, that might have to be accelerated if we have policies that are hostile to trade. Or conversely, to go back to my earlier point, in many ways, foreigners have been getting a free ride in the U.S. because of some regulations. Money market funds were deemed to be equivalent to cash, and now changes on regulations regulations don't make them equivalent to cash anymore, and foreign borrowers have to pay substantially more. And so that creates distortions in the markets where they say, well, if I have to pay much more in the U.S. now, which maybe is rightfully so, but the U.S. is losing that advantage, and so now you're going to look at your funding domestically, because why do you go to the U.S. anymore? The system is less rigged than it was before, and so I'm going to go away, and that in many ways is good, but it does have many implications as these things unwind.
You know, Axel, I have to tell you, I've been thinking about the concept of the U.S. perhaps defaulting on an unpayable debt, and I agree with you to the extent that I don't think that that is a real present feasibility. I think that down the road, perhaps, it could happen, but I'm not thinking that in the future or near future, or even relatively near future, that's not going to happen. But having said that, you know, what kind of concerns me is we're not the only player in this particular game. There are many players out there. Russia, China has got a pretty strong economy, and it goes on and on and on. I'm not saying Russia has a strong economy, by the way, at this point, but other strong economies are going to emerge. And I think perhaps a possibility with the greatest chance of actually occurring is a country that gets very strong economically is going to just come down and say, you know what, we can't continue like this. You guys can never pay it back. You know, for us to continue to purchase your debt is just something we're not going to do anymore. Now, I do think there is a good chance of perhaps that happening.
Well, I think a few things. First of all, we will default on some obligations, but those might not be U.S. Treasuries. Those will be the promises we've made to our pensioners. Those will be some obligations of that sort. So something has to give. And I think the way to make money in this world is to see that culturally different countries will do different things differently. So in the U.S., we might use the printing press more. The Greek might restructure their debt outright. Everybody is trying to push the can down the road. Now, the fellow who's going to speak up are the bond vigilantes at some point. At some point, somebody in the bond market is going to wake up. It's usually the bond market that then coerces governments to play, but as we all know in recent years, that hasn't happened. The time to be concerned about these things, though, is when times look great, right? Bond yields are so low, well, this is a time to take chips off the table.
Back so we can talk about what's happening around the world and in different currencies, but people do need to figure out how to not only protect their wealth, but also grow on it in some way. And there are opportunities even when markets are in a bad time. But just look at this year. We've seen asset classes across the board increase. If you are selective, there is still some good opportunity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We've got Abby Gilbert with us right now. We are recording this purposely about 20 minutes before the market close on Friday. So having said that, Abby, two of the major indices are down right now after a phenomenal day yesterday, or Thursday, when they all the major indices were up at record closing highs. But today, the Dow is, as of right now, anyways, around 18,567, which is down. S&P is 2148, which is down. NASDAQ is up. NASDAQ is at 5221, if I'm not mistaken, and that's up just a bit. What are your comments on the conventional markets, Mr. Gilbert?
Well, the last time I think I was here was back in May before I started traveling. And I think what I said back then, I went to take a look, what I said back then was, my expectation is that we're going to hit some choppy markets, but ultimately the market should be setting up to go to 2,500 to 2,600 in the SPX and the S&P 500. So far, it's playing out generally as expected. The one wrinkle that I'm seeing and that I'm being very, very cautious about is whether the market's intending on breaking out straight to 2,350. Before we see a consolidation slash pullback, or if we're going to get our pullback into later August and September. I am genuinely unsure, and I'm waiting for early next week for the market to basically present where the pattern resides. Right now, 2147 is clearly the main pivot I'm watching. If we are unable to break down below 2147 and we then break out over 2203, the market's telling us that we potentially are going directly to 2350 before we see a pullback slash correction. If we can take out 2147 before that happens, then I can see a standard pullback happening where we can come down maybe 100 points or so, and that will set us up for the run to 2,500 or higher.
So, Avi, just to be clear, the S&P, as we are recording this, is around 2,183, so still a bit above that 2,140 and change level that you are looking at. But let's also talk about the volatility index here. The VIX continues to stay below 12 points on this index, showing that investors are still very complacent as these markets are slowly grinding higher. If we don't get this breakdown, then I wouldn't expect the VIX would go anywhere higher than it is right now. How do you feel about the comments of many commentators talking about how complacent investors have become?
I mean, go back and look at the 90s. I mean, it's really no different. A lot of people are talking about this being the same setup as 93, 94, 95. You know, go back to the 90s, and it's no different. So, you know, volatility really is, you know, the tail doesn't wag the dog. So, you know, volatility is what we're going to react with. But the question is, are we going to get somewhat of a breakdown below 2147 so that a certain amount of volatility can kick in? Until we break down below 2147, I don't see anything that's going to really roil these markets at all.
Avi, how do you feel about the moves that we've seen in the U.S. dollar? It's been very volatile. We've been talking about currencies a lot this week and on the weekend show in relation to the movements we've seen in the precious metals. Before we get into the precious metals, can we get your take on the U.S. dollar and the patterns that you see forming?
Well, when we came into 2006, as we were coming into 2016, my main theme for 2016 for the U.S. dollar was dollar dormancy. And I've been posting that so many times. My expectation is that we are going to be just moving up and down, up and down. We're going to continue with a lot of choppiness back and forth, you know, between the, between the 92 region to the 99 region. We're just going to keep going back and forth, up and down several more times until this correction runs its course, potentially into the middle of 2017 even. So for now, my expectation is we're just going to be continuing in this dollar dormancy period, which potentially will set up another big rally in the dollar before we see a major correction in the dollar.
You know, talking about major corrections, I'm looking at the metals right now, and admittedly, the metals aren't closed yet, and we're a ways away from that. But having said that, gold right now is at 1340.9. Silver is at, what is the number if I can see that far, 19.725. Pretty tough, for some reason, for events of the world to knock them down and back in the 1200s, in the case of gold, and back in the 1800s in terms of silver. A lot of people are still predicting, though, that that is going to happen. I personally feel very strongly that it won't. What does Abby Gilbert say?
When we spoke last also, I said, you know what, I'm only looking up on the metals and the miners. Mm-hmm. And right now, as long as, and ultimately, the GDX right now has probably the cleanest pattern out of the three that I'm seeing between gold, between silver, and the GDX. The GDX really, right to me, has the cleanest pattern right now. And what the GDX is telling me is as long as we are over 29 on the GDX, there's no reason to be looking down. As long as we remain over 29, there is a rather immediate setup that can take us up to the 39 to 41 region probably within a month's time. The 3250 level is now the main Fibonacci confluence by three different calculations pointing to 3250. Once you take out that 3250 resistance level, it's pretty much going to be a straight shot up to 39 to 41.
So it sounds like you think that the precious metals, especially in terms of stocks and the conventional markets, have the ability in the near term, as long as certain resistance points hold, to move up together in quite a significant fashion.
Well, in 2015, I had written many, many different articles suggesting that we're in for a potentially new paradigm, and that applies to bonds moving in a different direction relative to the overall markets. That applies to the metals moving in a different direction relative to the overall markets, as well as the U.S. dollar. So the paradigm switch has actually occurred starting in 2016. Most people don't recognize the fact that the metals market, the miners, and the equity markets have all moved up significantly together this year. I don't expect that to change. There are going to be times where we're going to see little differences. For example, if we do see the pullback in the equity markets, the potential still exists that the metals are going to continue to rally. But overall, I'm expecting both markets to be significantly higher as we move closer to 2017 and into 2017.
You know, it's interesting and somewhat gratifying to hear, for me to hear you say that, in the sense that I'm a big bull when it comes to the metal stocks and also when it comes to the metals themselves. I'm looking for some really big things to happen, maybe to the same extent that they happened back in 2010, which was an absolutely phenomenal year for the stocks. Having said that, my thinking probably is based a little bit differently on different factors than yours, in the sense that I'm truly a fundamentalist, and I also look at people's emotions, and I look at things like geopolitical events, et cetera, et cetera. And I know that you are very black and white in terms of just simply looking at fundamentals, and I truly appreciate that. Avi, in terms of your fundamentals, what are they saying about the energy sector, specifically U.S. oil and Brent?
Well, I'm not really going to go into the fundies, but on the USO specifically, the taking out of the 1035 level today was quite significant for me. That has opened the door now for the market, the USO specifically, to be heading up to the 14 region. So as long as we hold, if we do not break this past week's low on any pullbacks, then the market is now setting up to be heading up to 14 on the USO. So again, and I'm going to stress that again, this past week's low is the key to me. As long as this past week's low is holding, I'm looking higher. If this past week's low breaks, it does open the door to see an actual lower low on the USO, or at least a double bottom relative to the bottom earlier this year.
Well, Avi, it's always great to have you back on the show now that you are back and we have a bit more a settled schedule. I think we're going to be having you back on the show more regularly. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed this weekend's show. Be sure to come by, check out our website on a daily basis for daily market commentary from pretty much everybody on this show and our daily experts. Thanks, Avi.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Speed non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.